V'hinei kikar eferes niseis v'zois. There is a kikar, a talent of eferes, of lead niseis, that was lifted up from the ground. V'zois isha achas. And we'll translate loosely now this to mean the word v'zois, we will substitute the word v'zois for the word v'hinei, behold, is an isha achas. Yeshaves is sitting besoich eifa, sitting within this eifa, this measure. This measuring eifa is a generic term, a general term which refers to a measuring utensil. And the basic understanding of the pasuk is, I guess we can say the summary of all the mafarshim in some way or form, is the isha is klali Yisrael, who are guilty of the avera of using false measures. We'll learn that approach for the moment. And the Kikar Oiferes Niseis is a reference to the false measures. Vayoymer, and the Malach says, Zos Harisha, this is the wicked one. This refers to a different interpretation. We learned, let's say, that Klal Yisrael, the woman, Klal Yisrael, they are the ones who are guilty of engaging in this criminal activity. Vayashlech Oisrael Toich Oifa, and the Malach threw her to the within this measuring, within this utensil, which is in essence saying that you will be a victim of your own crime. Vayashlech es even hoiferes elpia, and he threw the even, the stone, the lead stone elpia, to her mouth. We'll learn that now. Elpia means to the mouth of the woman. She was choked. Okay, the woman was thrown into the eifa. And then the lead stone was shoved down her throat. It sounds pretty violent to me. And that is one of many perushim that we learned last week, which we're not going to do now because we have to go further. And let's now take a look over here at what the Malam, how the Malam understands this entire sequence of events. Here we go. It's on the screen. Pasuk Zayin. Vihinei, behold. Ra'ah b'tzad acher shehisnaso kikar eferes min ha'aretz. Zechariah saw from another angle this talent of lead was lifted up from the earth, and he also saw that there was an isha that was sitting within the eifa, perish loy pishron hamare, and now he's coming to explain what this means. So he's saying, according to the Malam, he's saying he saw two separate things. Number one, he saw this eifa that was floating. And number two, he saw a woman that was sitting within the eifa. Pasuk Ches, v'yem zois harisha, perash lo. Sh'isha hayosheves v'soich ha'eifa hi harisha sh'niskalo v'nitztayer b'tzuras isha. This image of a woman that is sitting near the eifa is a physical or is a representation of the avera that has been committed, which is being described, being depicted in the form of a woman. And the significance of this woman who is guilty sitting within the eifa is coming to teach you everyone said the same idea. In other words, is that you will be a victim of your own crime. The act of wickedness will stand laosei harisha, to the perpetrator, be'efa, in the measure, uvemida, two words, es oncho, punishment, gifi haresha, corresponding to the degree of sin. The punishment will be proportional to the chayah. And in 1 second, to something on the screen is in the way.
So yeah. You're saying self destruction.
You'll be a victim of your own crime. Yeah, yeah. It will come back to haunt you. The sin itself will come back to haunt you. Like he explains. Let's see if we go further. Period. To the degree where the woman will be sitting inside of this measure, the ata now berlo hapishroin al shalkika haferes al yidei al yidei. Now he's going to go further. Before we go further, I want to explain an idea. This is a very deep idea. What exactly is Gehenim? This is something which they say in the big books. Maybe Rabbi Dessler writes about this. And I think Rabbi Dessler talks about this. And that is, what exactly is Gehenim? So we're taught as children that there's a fire. Person comes to Achamei, the Eshim comes to Shemayim, the person in Averos, so they throw the Neshama into a fire. And that fire is 60 times hotter than the fire we have in this world. Everyone knows no one would dare put their finger into a fire, and we know how painful that can be, Rachman Litzlan. So only try to imagine what it's like to take a fire and intensify its heat by 60 times and throw yourself into that fire. It's unbearable. That's what the neshama suffers in the next world. That is what we are taught as children. I'm sure you've all heard something like that. So Rav Dessler, he says something a little bit different. I mean, obviously he has his sources, and everything is just, you know, told to us just to awaken us. There is no fire. There is no fire in the next world. There is no the punishment of fire is when a person comes to the next world, he has clarity. In the next world, all of the things in our mind which distort the world of reality, which clog our head, cloud our thinking, they cloud our vision of seeing the obvious, that Hashem, it's His world, and crime doesn't pay, and an avera is an act of rebellion against Hashem. When the neshama comes to the next world, it reflects memories. A person takes to the next world, basically what Yitzhak Rav Dessler and other Bali Musar say, a person takes with him to the next world memories. Everything he ever did in his life is in his head. It's stored. It's stored somewhere in his neshama. Every single event, every single action he ever did his entire life. And the neshama continuously reviews its actions. It goes to a diary. It reviews. And when the neshama reviews an event where the neshama, decided to do an avera, decided to give in to his yetzahara and to do an avera, the neshama in the next world, based upon the clarity of what it has there, is very disturbed. It's filled with enormous remorse. That pain, that regret, that feeling of regret is the fire of Gehenna. We all know today that if a person had an opportunity to do something and he made a mistake, he didn't take advantage, or if he did a crime, and then in this world, and then he realized it's clear to him, oh, he should have done this or he should not have done this. He has remorse, he has regret, and sometimes the pain of realizing he made a horrible mistake, it haunts him for the rest of his life, because it's clear as day what he should have done or what he should not have done. And he acted on impulse, he acted foolishly, and the consequences now he has to deal with for the rest of his life. And it's extremely painful and frustrating. Take that exact same principle and apply it to the neshama achar mea ve'eshrim. The neshama leaves this world, takes with it the memories of every single thing that happened in this world and every single activity that it was engaged and every decision that it made, and it realizes then, with hindsight, with clarity, what it should have done, and the mistake of doing the wrong thing, knowing that it should have known better, and it has remorse, it has regret. That regret, it's too late now. That's the Olam HaEmes, is not a place where a person can do teshuva. It's too late. It has to deal with the consequences. That memory and realization that the neshama, that the person made a mistake, that is the fire of Gehenna. That pain is 60 times more painful than if a person would physically throw himself into a fire in this world. So this is really what it says over here. Same idea. Yeah, over here, this woman, the Risha, this is Klal Yisrael, and now they're being thrown, the act of wickedness, he tamod, it will stand, la'osei harisha, to the one that committed the crime, be'eifa uvemida es onsho kifi haresha, mida keneged mida. Now, according to the Malbim over here, take note, is not making any mention of false weights. He's not discussing false weights at all. Only one that said false weights was, I think it was the Mitzudas David, the Mitzudas, and maybe Rashi, I don't remember anymore. But according to the Malbim, the entire concept of a measure and the lead, which is the mechanism of this measure, is to teach you the principle of mida keneged mida. A person will be punished corresponding to the degree of his act of wickedness. Ad shehi atzma, this woman yosheves be'ifas hamida hama'aneshes, she sits in the scale itself. The punishment, it's a poetic expression. This is poetry, how he describes the person will be punished in the next world, mida keneged mida. What does this mean? This means to say, now this second is going to punish the wicked people through their act of evilness. Some to measure out for them a punishment, a corresponding punishment. They will learn a lesson, and they will never repeat this mistake. The Ali de Kach Techtal, they will see Soresha, the Yivsku Hoinshim, the Efa Techusa Bekika. Now, here's what's unique about the Malmud, how he understands the Pasik. The Ho Efa, the measuring utensil, Techusa, will be covered. Bekikar Hoiferes, Shuhuma Vlia es Hakol Bal Yishama Od, Kol Harisha. This stone will seal the sound of the victim. Will seal, in other words, there will no longer be a crime. The crime will no longer be committed because the person has learned his lesson the hard way. It will swallow as a kol ki bal yisha, the sound of the crime, od kol harisha, asher hi yoshev es b'soich oefa ki, al yedei kach, through the punishment, okay, I think there's a mistake over here. If I'm not mistaken, there is a mistake. It should not be oilosa. It should be avlosa. Ali de koch avlosa tikboitspia. The avlosa will close its mouth. Of Colin, am I right? It should be here.
There is a chelek shel pasuk. I don't know where. Olata tikboitspia. It's a pasuk somewhere.
Oilosa tikboitspia. That's the pasuk?
You say, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're right. Oilosa. Oilasa means oilasa, but it means what oilasa here means sin. I made a mistake. Right, the pronunciation is oilasa, but it means sin. In lashon of avla, the sin will close its mouth. That's the meaning, but that's not the pronunciation is correct. Oilasa tik poitz piha bir oilasa.
We say that in Yemen no rhyme.
Right. V'cholarisha kerega toveda.
In Shmuel Esrei.
Oilasa tik potzpia.
That's right.
That's from the
Tefillah.
Shall
get
me away.
Yes.
Nachon.
B'roisam ki yesh mashkiach agilomai. When a person is going to recognize there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is in charge, he pays attention, he punishes. Aman no amu diri chazal. How beautiful, pleasant the words of chazal. Shadarshu mizeh she'anshe kines hagadil abitu yitzro da'avoyda zara. The Anshei Knesset Hagdila, they canceled the Yetzer Haraf of the Zara, the Sheshlichua Bidud Oiferes, they put it in a tube of lead, Sheshoyeves Akol, which absorbs its sound. Shezemelitza, this is an expression, Sha'ali de Sharo Mishbete Hashem, they saw Hashem's judgment, the Oinashav, in his punishment, Batla Haminus, they canceled this Yetzer Hara minus shu Yitzra davar dezara, People, what was the main form of idolatry in the time of the Bayis Sheni? People said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has abandoned this earth. And that is the source of Minus. Oz Nishka, when they put the Yetzirah into this tube, Nishka Kolahu Vinistimah Efa, the Efa is been sealed. The Arisha Nikbara has been buried beside Choifa. Okay, he's saying over here so many Chidushim. Let's extract
it's
one.
It's like dealing with kryptonite, with lead shielding.
He's setting over here many, many Chidushim. First of all, I want to just, let's extract one thing at a time. First of all, he's telling us an incredible Chidush. What exactly was the form of Avodah Zarah at the time of the Bayis Sheni? What was the main form of Avodah Zarah? Now, before we even discuss that, let me ask you, what today is the biggest form of Avodah Zarah today, in the year 2020, in the modern world? What is the main form? The main form is, besides money, that's taiva.
Covered.
That also, but besides those two things, today people don't believe this world was created by God. It's pretty clear. They don't believe in God. Okay, at the convention for the party of the Democrats,
Democratic convention,
they, for the very first time in the history of this country, they removed the words from their pledge.
From the pledge,
they have the document of what their plans are. They have removed the words "one nation."
Oh, you mean from the platform?
From their platform, "one nation under God." God is a dirty word. Okay, God, to say in God, "God bless America." This is not part of the agenda of the Democratic Party. It's offensive to go and to mention the name God. God did not create this world. There's a religion of the world came into existence by itself, and we have to be good to the environment, and we have to go green and climate control. God is not in the picture, period. It is so clear. This is the trend in the secular world. It is a very powerful force to completely deny the existence that there ever was a God. The Malbim says that type of Avodah Zarah is absolute foolishness. Okay, it says in the Pasuk that in Hazinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove knowledge from human beings. If a person wants to be an Oyved Avodah Zarah, what they did in the time of the Bayis Sheni is where it all begins, and that is to acknowledge there is no way this world could have come into existence without God. Hashem created the world. You're not a human being unless you acknowledge. Where the Goyim are different than us, where they make a mistake is they believe that Hashem left this world. He's gone. He created the most incredible, sophisticated world, but he's no longer involved in its endurance, in its existence. He's not the mashkiach. He's not paying attention to what is happening in this world and being actively involved in guiding it, in nurturing it, in bringing it forward towards a purpose. This is the only Avodah Zarah that Chazal are willing to acknowledge. Anyone that wants to completely deny the existence of God is not even they're not human beings. They're not something that we can even have a conversation with. These people don't exist. They're not human beings. They're just shaitim. They're shaitim sheba'olam to deny the fact that this world was created by a God, by God. It's just foolishness. During the time of the Bayis Sheni, everyone believed that this world was created by something divine. The problem was there was an incredible force in this world that it may be true the world was created by a divine being, but he no longer is present. He's out to lunch. And now there is no one watching. There is no one in charge. There's no
accountability.
Exactly. Great. There's no accountability. And you can do whatever you want. Whatever you want goes. This is what the Malbim defines as minus. This is what he's saying is very controversial, this concept. This is what he defines as minus. Minus is, he spells it out over here. He says over here, he writes over here, one more time this part, we'll put it together in a moment. What exactly is the yetzer of Avodah Zarah? It's not to say that a piece of wood created me. That's very a naive approach to Avodah Zarah. What do they do? At this point in time, the Anshe Knesses Hagadola, the world saw Mida Keneged Mida. When they saw the Mida Keneged Mida, Batla HaMinus. What is Minus? Minus, the Gemara always mentions Minus. We like to say Minus means Mitalmide Yeshu Anotsri. Is that really correct? A Min. The Gemara very often talks about there was a Min. The censors, by the way, they change many times the word min to another word, to a tzoki, a baitusi. They changed, they manipulated the text. But many times the original text was min, because the censors thought, or they were told falsely, the word min is an acronym for mi talmidei, from the students, Yeshu Hanotsri, Yeshu the Nazarite, the Christian.
There's something to that. There are those who say that the term min was used for the early Christians.
Right. So, but it's not likely that's really what the Gemara meant.
Not necessarily an acronym originally that may have been, you know, thrown in later. But the fact that, you know, that people that I know say that that's what it refers to.
That's what's become adopted. People that's what they attached.
And that's the reason. And that's the reason for the censorship.
Because the censors were told falsely that the word min represents a Christian. So they went and they marked up the entire Talmud Bavli. But that's not true. It's not the word min is not an acronym for Mitalmide Yeshu Hanotri. That's a new thing that someone came along and invented and falsely told the censors to make trouble. Min means an apikores. It's a word. It's a word which means a person who is an apikores. Now, what is an apikores? Oh, that's a very hard term to define. And the Malbim here is telling us an apikores is not an atheist. You don't really find in the Gemara an atheist. You don't find that. It's very hard to find people who are an atheist, because everyone to some degree knows there's something more. As always we joke, is that an atheist, what does he do when he wakes up in the morning? He makes a bracha. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'asani, atheist. That's what an atheist does every single morning. That's really, go squeeze an atheist. Press them hard. They'll acknowledge, they say Birchas HaShachar. And that's their Birchas HaShachar. They thank Hashem for making them an atheist. And he's saying over here that there's really no such thing. There's no such thing as being an atheist for real. And a min means shahoyu oimrim. They would say ozav Hashem. You see what it says over here? There is a God. There is a God that created this world. But what is the apikorsis? He has abandoned this world. He doesn't know what's going on. He never heard of Corona. This world is just a hefkeros. There's no, as Ramachol said, no accountability. Ozav Hashem es ha'aretz. Biad, ma'areches ha'kochavim v'hamaz alois. Whatever that means. Nature. And that's why, you know, you have to serve the star, you have to bow down to the stars, whatever these things are. Now, so, okay, that's one fascinating yesoid in and of itself that's worth the price of the book. Is this principle that in the time of the Bayis Sheni, the Jewish people were suffering, in the opinion of the Malbim, the Churban the Bayis Rishon, in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael was suffering from Minus. And he defines the Malbim, Minus is, you know there's a God, but your belief is, Ozav Hashem. Hashem is out to lunch. Ozav Hashem es ha'aretz b'yad ma'areches ha'kechavim v'hamazolos. Okay, what happened? The Anshei Knesset HaGedola acknowledge that if we allow this to continue, then we're doomed. The Klal Yisrael will not survive. They were mevatel. Now, this, what we're saying now, is very different than what they teach us in Yeshiva. Because in Yeshiva, they teach us that at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon and the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, people had this intense desire to bow down and kiss and serve stone and wood. And to take away this yearning, uncontrollable yearning to bow down to a stone and a piece of wood, they had to pray to Hashem to capture this spirit called the Yetzer Hara. The Malbim says, no, that's not what was going on. Nobody had a desire to bow down to a stone and a piece of wood. That's not, no one had those desires. However, the mindset of man was so polluted, it was a given, it was uncontrollable conclusion that mankind had that Hashem is out to lunch. He's no longer involved in the daily activities of this world. And that could not, if that attitude, that mindset, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Hashkocha Paratis in this world, the world will come to an end. Klal Yisrael certainly wouldn't survive a day. So they were mispalel to Hashem, that Hashem should reveal himself, so to speak, to reveal himself to a degree where people can see the Yad Hashem. There should be a clarity in this world. And how do they do that? All that is defined, that they took the Yetzer Hara. And how did this happen? And he says something very, very profound. Is the punishment, whenever there is punishment in this world, that is Mida Kineged Mida, that is the antidote to denying Hashem's Hashkocha Pratis. And we know this from Chazal, because this was what convinced Yisro to be Megayer. It's the Beferish Rashi in Chumash. All of the Yisoides Yadus are in Rashi in Chumash. Ata Yodati Ki Badov Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ki Badovar Asher Zodu Aleihem. Yisro's statement, the reason why I want to join the Jewish people is because I see the Mida Kineged Mida. I saw firsthand how Paro wanted to destroy the Jewish people through water, through drowning them in Mayim. And I see my own eyes that Egypt themselves were drowned in Mayim. And obviously that's just a generalization. Obviously there was a lot of details that go into this. Mida Kineged Mida. The antidote to Minus is to see Mida Kineged Mida. At the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola were mispalel to Hashem that Klal Yisrael should witness Mida Kineged Mida. And they did. This is how the Malbim learns. That awareness of the Mida Kineged Mida is in it of itself the capturing of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara now has been dulled. And when the Yetzer Hara has been dulled, the sound, the voice of this Yetzer Hara that is telling the world that Ozav Hashem es ha'aretz is silent. Lead is an object. Lead is a metal. I don't know the physical properties, if there's any truth to this in science. Lead, according to what we're learning over here, he's saying, is the metal that either physically or symbolically absorbs sound or silences sound. And the sound is the voice of this mindset of this doctrine that's going out in the world, that Ozav Hashem es Haaretz. There is a Hashem, but Ozav Hashem es Haaretz. This voice must be silenced. How is it silenced? When you witness Midah Keneged Midah. When you witness Midah Keneged Midah, it's silenced. And what is the symbolism of being silenced? Lead. Because lead absorbs the sound. So he's coming to connect. The Malam over here is out of the ballpark home run.
Lead is a barrier.
That's what?
Lead is a barrier.
He's saying more. It absorbs.
That's why you wear a lead apron when you take x-rays.
Oh, he's saying very good. We know in radiation. Radiation, excellent. Radiation, you wear lead. Okay, they go into these, the radiation, lead is something they use to prevent the spread of radiation, for protection. Okay, these, I have a relative who works for a radiologist, and he quit his job. You know why he quit his job? Because every day he works long hours, he works in the radiology department, and he wears this massive apron, which weighs a ton. And basically his back, he has back pains now. He has very bad pain in his back because of every day wearing this nonstop to protect himself. He can't wear the equipment. It's just too hard for him to continue this way. So lead is something which you use, obviously, to say, saying over here, okay, how it ties in today. Okay, but lead is obviously a very unique type of metal. And the way it's being used over here, according to the Malbim, it's being used over here in this passage. And he's saying over here, an incredible idea, new approach. Piha does not mean to physically choke to death, to cut off the oxygen. Piha means words. It means speech. It is a metaphor for speech. And the speech, this voice, this doctrine, this message that is being sent out in the world has now been silenced. Lead is the metal that silences nonsense, words of nonsense. And now with this idea, we're able to go back and take a look at the Gemara Masechta Megillah, where the Gemara Masechta Megillah tells us that at the time of the Bayis, the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, by the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they were mevatel, the words of the Gemara are, they canceled the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah, and they did this by capturing the Yetzahara and putting it in a tube of lead. So when you're in kindergarten, they tell you the story, people had this desire to bow down to a piece of wood, and they took this koyach, and they captured it magically, and they put it into a tube of lead, and they sealed it, and they sent it down the river. Now when you learn the Malbim, he gives you a much more mature understanding of what the Gemara really means. No one wanted to bow down to a piece of stone or wood. People were frustrated. They were overcome with the message that's sent out in the media, Ozav Hashem es Haaretz. The antidote that was given to the world, the vaccine, the cure to this disease, was the tefillah of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, that Klal Yisrael should witness Midah Keneged Midah on a very, very high, intense level. That changed their whole outlook to see Midah Keneged Midah, to see Midah Keneged Midah. That Midah Keneged Midah, that changed them. Then the piv, the mouth, the message that was going forth in the world of Apikurs, of Minus, which is Ozav Hashem Es Haaretz, has now been silenced. And that's the symbolism of being put into a tube of lead. That's his message.
Why then was there a need for an intermediary, which is supposedly the origins of Avodah Zarah?
Why then is there? Because that is part of the.
In other words, if everything is hefker, then there's no need for an intermediary.
No, so it goes in stages. It goes in stages. It's a gradual, slippery slope process. First, it's undeniable there's a God. and it's undeniable that the God is mashkiach. He is involved daily in your life. Everything that happens, he has a hand in. Then there's hester upon him. So then you begin to question, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? So you come to the conclusion, falsely, that Hashem is there, but he's at his desk. He put in charge corrupt officers. There's a CIA, there's an FBI, there's a court system. They're in control. God is on top, and he appointed these. He trusted them, but they're in charge. And then it comes to a point where the hester upon him is so thick. You say to yourself, if Hashem was really in charge and gave over his shlichus, gave over his will, his power, he allowed these entities to represent him, he wouldn't let them go so far that he would not allow the corruption to go to such a level. It must then be that there is no Hashem. Or that Hashem, there is a Hashem completely, he's out of town. He's on vacation. He's out playing golf. And he's not even aware of the Mareches HaShemayim, what they're doing and how they've become corrupt and how the world is the state of chaos. The way, the antidote to this minus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself and he shows the world Mida Keneged Mida. Then you realize Hashem has been here all along. He has been here all along. Oh, there was hester upon him. Listen, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's question, the age-old question. Tzadik v'raloi, rosha v'toivloi, ki loy machshavoy, say machshavoy, sechev loy darkechem d'rochoy. But this is an incredible approach to learning this pasuk. So if we go back, all of this is all coming back to the word piha. We've learned already, I think, 4 perushim, if I'm not mistaken, for the word piha. The first perush was just to choke, okay, to block off oxygen. We're going to block off the oxygen of this risha, this woman. This woman, harisha, this evil woman, which is a mashal, a metaphor for Klal Yisrael, who are committing horrible crimes. They're going to be choked. There's going to be a stone, a lead stone, put in their mouth that will block off oxygen and they will perish. And then we learned the second perish. The word pia refers to the opening of the measure, of the scales, of the weight. There's a mechanism. There's some type of device that is being used here. And this device has an opening. And the opening is going to be sealed with a lead stone. And then we learned the pshat. The word pia means the aseres hashvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim are going to be exiled. And when they're exiled, there's going to be a void. The word piha means, can be translated as a cavity, as a vacuum, an emptiness, a void. And the kusim are going to fill up that void. The Evan Hoiferes, the stone of lead, is going to be fill up the piha, the opening, the cavity that has been created through the exile of the Aseres HaShvatim. And now we have learned perush number 4. The word piha means words. Words, sound. Words that come forth from the mouth. And what are the words? The words of apikorsis, of minos, ozav Hashem Esaretz. These words of apikorsis will be silenced. 4 translations for the word piha. The mouth of the woman cut off her oxygen. The opening of the device that is used to commit fraud. You know, where you put the little flash drive. Right, where you put the flash drive or the Cat5 cable, that's the piha, right? Every device has an opening. There's a port, Cat5 cable. Now they make already Cat 6, Cat 7, Cat 8, new technology, but they still call the Cat 5 cable. That's the PIA. Or where you put the USB flash drive. That's the PIA. This will be sealed with lead. No one will be able to manipulate the device. Parish number 3, the void left in the land through the exile of the Aseres HaShvatim. And today we learn parish number 4, the words that come forth from the mouth, the words of Apikurtis, Ozav, Hashem Es Haaretz. It will now be closed up with the Evan Hoiferes. Okay, Pasuk Tes.
By the way, I want to say that Minut is the opposite of Emunah. Emunah Bashem is number 1.
Very good.
Minut became a religion. That there is no
Ozav Hashem Es Haaretz.
That they are because of Minut. That's Min. By the way, that's it's the pasuk is from the Yov, but the Hila Dal Tikva veOlata Kafza Piha. It's and the Targum says there the what was that? It was I said. Their mouth would be shut up. That something like that. So the minute will be shut down. It's the Malbim is the closest to the pasuk than all the others.
You say something very.
Kafzapia, they shut their mouth. They cannot. It became religion. The whole time, enter Hashem, and suddenly, boom, be quiet.
You're saying something very, very powerful.
That's what may happen. The olata kafzapia. Yeah.
You're saying something that's really amazing. We always like to discuss the idea that words can mean opposites. Yishrosh, yisharesh, yiskol, yisokel. The word min has the mem and the nun. The mem and the nun. Emuna is the same letters. The mem and the nun. Emuna. The aleph, you know, the aleph and the hey at the end.
Yeah, ma'amin, min.
The same
ma'amin
two.
Is the Hache ma'amin, min is shalom ma'amin.
Exactly. So it's like you take the shoresh, and when you manipulate the vowels, you go mikotzeh el akotzeh. Yishrosh, it should take root. Yisharesh, to uproot. Yiskol, to throw stones, to apply stones. Yisokel, to remove the stones. And we give hundreds of examples of this. And here is another example. Emunah is to put your faith in Hashem, faith to have belief. You know, it really comes from a nursing. Vayihi omen es hadaso, an omenes. An omenes means a wet nurse, a woman who nurses a child. There is no emunah in this world like the emuna an infant has that its mother will come and feed it. Okay? It doesn't have to happen. There's no guarantee. There is no guarantee that the mother will feed the child. Yet the child believes it will happen. The child has limited intelligence at this point in its existence, and the child knows that when it's hungry, the mother, its mother, will be there for him to feed him. That is the dogma of the emuna that Hashem demands from us. Just like an infant is confident and knows that its mother is capable and will feed it, we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable and He can assist us and bring us blessing. Emuna, what is a min? Same exact letters. But instead of the letters being in the form of being of having faith, it's just the opposite. Ozav Hashem es haaretz. So this is a chiddush of Rav Kalman. Rav Kalman, this goes into your next sefer. Rav Kalman wrote a sefer. This is fascinating. It's a very, very, this really incredible thing that you're saying over here. The censors who said they didn't know this. They were told falsely, it just means, Mitalmide Yeshu Hanotzri. But the word min really, as the Malam explains, it represents, it's a takeoff of the word emunah, the opposite form that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's there. But you know something, he can't do anything for you anyway. Ozav Hashem es aretz. It's mikotze lakotze. And this message, today we're living in a world of minus. Okay, we're living in a world where even worse, we're not mamish, atheism, but the message in the secular world, it's really amazing. I like listening to TED Talks. I find them to be very interesting. You know, if people speak in front of millions of people, they must be good. You know, the truth is they're not so good. A lot of them are, not all of them are so great. But once in a while, you hear someone. But you know what's so bizarre? You know, there's an app of all of the TED Talks. So you always see the newest releases. Every day they put out this, there's another. 90% of them about the environment. Mm-hmm. What's with the environment? Meshugas. Every TED Talk, almost every new TED Talk today, has something to do with the environment. Most of these speakers, the mamash, the apikarsim, that all different fields in the world, 90% of them are grois apikarsim. And the whole thing is environment. Who cares about the environment? What are you so worried about the environment? Okay, you worry about the environment. No. Ad kidei kach. It's a religion. It's mamish, a religion.
It is, yeah.
Where does it come from? Where does this religion come from? An obsession. It's mamish shaloi kiderech hateva. This obsession in the world. This. It's a very good thing. There are a lot of wonderful things in this world to care about and to be concerned about. But to such an intensity, it's all part of this philosophy of Ozav Hashem Es Haaretz. And that's why this is the koyach of the Yetzer Hara in Ikvus HaMashiach. Ikvus HaMashiach, it's a battle between Emuna and Minos. It's a battle between acknowledging that Hashem is here. He's right here in the room versus this religion in the world of Ozav Hashem Es Haaretz. Pasuk Tes. I lifted up my eyes and I saw Ramare Acheres Shtei Noshim Yoytzes. I saw two Noshim Yoytzes. Over here. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the next part. That's the next pasuk. Okay, that is the next, okay, that we're not up to that. That's the next. Okay. Now let's go back. Learn the Maamar Chazal. The Maamar Chazal is also very, very fascinating. A lot of these Maamar Chazal in the year 2020, take on a new meaning, because I never remember my life how, like, you know, in the media. There's been such open hostility in the media. It is something very unique to our times, and the Maamar Chazal that we're about to learn definitely touches upon that. Okay, well, let me put up the page. It's in the previous page. It's on page.
But by the way, that's one reason. Is it's no small part of that is because of the assimilated Jews that populate that media.
Okay, it's frightening. We're the problem. We're the problem. All right, let me put up on the screen. Here it is. It's on page 758. Okay, it's on the bottom. It's on the bottom over here. If you see it on the bottom, Zayis Harisha. Vayoymer, the Maamar Chazal, Zoyz HaRisha, this the Risha, Vayashlech HaYisra El Toich HaEifa, Vayashlech HaYisra Evin HaFeres El Piyah, Vayizaku B'kol Godel Elokim, Mo Omor. Okay, we learned this before, but this is a different Chazal. But my Omor, maybe we actually learned this, I don't even remember. But we learned something very similar to this not that long ago. My Omor. Omar Rav, Yitem Rav Yochanan, Bia, Bia. What is the word Bia means? Hoy, hoy, whoa. Whoa! It's an expression of grief. This is the Anshei Knesses Hagedoyla that are speaking. They cry to Hashem. What was their tefillah? They said, Rachmana Litzlan, Hashem save us. We have a very big tzara. This Yetzirah destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The Kalye Leheichole, it burnt the Heichol. The Kat Line Likulit Tzadiki, it is responsible for the burning of the Tzadikim. The Aglinu Li Yisrael Me'ar Ahoin, and it is responsible for the exile of the Jewish people. The Adayin Mirakid Beinon, and it's still alive and well and healthy. This Yetzirah that has brought enormous churban to the world is still here. It's dancing all over the place. What are we going to do? Klum, you have to learn, if only, klum over here is an expression, if only, it's a prayer, if only we were able to prevail, if only we would be able to be victorious in conquering this Yetzirah. You have to learn, Ella likabule be'agra. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Klum yahavte lon ella likabule be'agra. Why did Hashem create this Yetzirah? You know what the reason is? In order that we should fight with it, and in the process we should receive reward. By battling the Yetzirah in this world, this is how we earn our ticket to the next world. You know what? The Mashiach discovered love. Lo ihu be'inon, v'lo agre be'inon. It's not worth it, because it's too powerful for us. We're not going to anyway receive reward, because we can no longer overcome it. It's too powerful for us. It was given to us as a tool, as a method, in order to earn olam haba, but it's not working. So therefore, better it be taken away, and our reward in the next world will be diminished. This is very, very frightening. Which basically what I think of here is that anyone living from this time onward in the world will not merit an olam haba like the people who lived before this time period. Anyone living before the time of the building of the Bayis Sheni lived in a world when there was the Yetzirah. And if they were able to overcome it, they receive a reward in the next world that is not describable. We, who do not have this Yetzirah, so we have our own problems, but it's not equivalent to what they had. So our portion in the next world does not come anywhere near what our ancestors, what they have. So Nafal, now here is what is extremely, this is what is very relevant for our day and age, for the year 2020, and our generation in December. Nafal hu piska mirikia dahavik sav bo emes. A piska came out of heaven, it settled it, and on this piska, the one word was written, emes. Three letters, true. And what is emes? The movie it says, Omer v'chanina, shma mina. From here we learn, choysama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal, the signet ring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. This is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his haskama, his seal of approval, MS. This verse is very relevant for Chanukah, because Chanukah, what is Chanukah all about? Is the Choysomoy Shel Kohen Gadol. What is the Choysomoy Shel Kohen Gadol really? The Kohen Gadol is the representative of Hashem in this world. The Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, are the Melamdim. The Kohanim are the representatives of Hashem to Hashem. And the Kohen Gadol is the chief. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Choysam is MS, so what does that mean about the miracle of Chanukah? The miracle of Chanukah was they found one Pach Shemen that was Munach B'Choysam Shel Kohen Gadol, which means MS. Isn't that what it really means? It means that it's a Piska, because the Kohen Gadol represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Choysam is MS. This is the most fundamental ingredient that this world needs to survive. You need there to be MS. And when there is falsehood, fraud, corruption, society cannot exist. There's never been a time, I don't think there's ever been a time at least in our lifetimes and in many generations, where the exposure of such blatant fraud in every dimension, wherever you turn, it's just the hypocrisy and the double standards and outright fraud is just unreal. I don't know if some of you watch these things, and I'm sure Michal watches some of these things that are floating around, that float into your inbox in WhatsApp, some of these clips where there was a clip where they were showing a representative of the state of evidence, presenting evidence of election fraud. So this representative who was part of the system made a statement that there was absolutely no fraud taking place in this particular facility, because there was a monitor, a human being that was appointed to be there, to guard, to oversee, and the monitor made a statement that they were there the entire time, and everything was done kedas uchedin, and this representative of the state, from someone who represented the Secretary of State, I think this woman, she represented the Secretary of State, said everything is kedas because we have a monitor, and the monitor has signed and attested that there was no fraud. And then they put on the screen a video, a security video, blatant. I mean, it's like blatant. Here, everyone is told to leave. And then you've probably all seen this. And they said to her, you want evidence? Here's the evidence. No, the Secretary of State has appointed a monitor, and the monitor has stated that there was no evidence, that there was no fraud. Excuse me, what is 1 + 1? Is 1 + 1 2? Or is 1 + 1 10? Are you living in the world of reality? And they kept on challenging her. Look at the screen. What are you telling us, that there was no fraud? No, there was no fraud. Total denial of reality. And just like it's denial, everyone is asking, how come the law enforcement, they don't want to touch it? There's no evidence. It's incredible. And then you're dealing with the virus, the fraud that goes on with what we're going. I have friends, you know what they told me? This is true, this is as true as it gets. I have friends in Lakewood. They went to get a test. They were exposed to corona, and they were not allowed to come and go to work. And they had to get tested. It's very hard to get tested now because all the testing sites are totally overwhelmed. They went to a testing site. They sat down. They come in there. They tell them, sign in. Give us your insurance card. They signed their name, filled out all the information. They gave the insurance card. They gave back the insurance card. They said, sit down and wait. It's going to be a long time. We're flooded with people who need to be tested. They're sitting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And it's getting late. It's going to be Shabbos is coming. And after sitting there for 3-4 hours, they have no choice. They get up and they go home. What do you want from us? A week later, they get in the mail. They get the telephone call and they get in the mail from the lab. We're sorry to tell you, you're positive for corona. You're positive. Excuse me? A whole bunch of people were positive for corona. Really? Do you know that we're not even tested? We went to the facility to get tested. We gave you our cards. We signed all the information and we waited. And then we had to go. We left. And now you're telling us that we're positive? So tell me. There are a lot of very strange things that are going on in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down a piska min hashmaim, which means emes. What does this Gemara mean? What does this Gemara mean? We always interpret this to mean, as we learned this as a child, it means that the Anshei Kenesis HaGadayla, they said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a Yetzer Hara, we can't deal with this anymore. We're praying to you that we want the Yetzer Hara to be cancelled. We want to capture it. And a piska min hashmaim comes down and says emes. What does that mean? So the pashup shot in the Gemara is that Hashem says, you're right. I agree with you. You're right. Neskadnu hadoyros, The time has come when we must eliminate the Yetzer Hara. Isn't that, that's the way the Gemara always learned. We have it with the Piska, Shema Mina, Chaytzam, Shagash Baruch Hu, Emes. So what do? The Gemara goes on to say they had fasted, v'chulu, v'chulu. But today, in the year 2020, L'misparam, this piece of Gemara has a whole different meaning. Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, we're drowning. We're drowning. The world is coming to an end. Everything is out of control. And what are we going to do about the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara is coming to get us. The Yetzer Hara minus. So what comes out of Shemayim is a piska that says MS. In today's generation, you know what that means? The solution to all of your problems is one thing: integrity. The reason why you have all of these problems is because there's no integrity. There is corruption at every level. In every place, corruption, corruption, corruption. All you need to do is work on integrity. And then, memela, you'll be able to conquer the Yetzer Hara. You'll be able to survive. You'll be able to be successful. That's what needs to be done. Emes. What came out of Shemayim was a tzetel that set upon it emes. Now, what do they do? Oisivu b'tanisa, this is the famous Gemara, they sat in the tanis t'lasa yoimin, 3 days, u'tlasa lel vasa, 3 days and three nights. And Hashem misaruhu nihalaihu, Hashem delivered the Yetzer Hara to them on a silver platter. Nofak, it came forth, asa ki gurya denura mibes kotshei hakodoshim, the Yetzer Hara exited the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the form of a lion. Amar lohu Zechariah hanav liYisrael, haynu diYitzra diAvodes Kachavim. Zechariah, our Zechariah. Okay? Zechariah, when they saw a lion of fire coming forth from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said, this is the Yetzer Hara diAvodes Zarah, and this is the pasuk we learned today. It's amazing that none of the commentators on the page made reference to this famous Maimer Chazal, v'huma shenemar vayoymer zois harisha. Okay, incredible. We learned over here already four perushim in the Mefarshim, the Mitzudos, Rashi, the Radak, and the Malbim, and no one said the Gemara, the Pasha Gemara. Zois harisha refers to the coming forth. It was the response of the prayer of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol to Hashem to eliminate the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, the Avodas Kochavim. It came forth from the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the form of a fire, in the image of a lion. Zechariah pointed and said, Zois HaRisha, this is the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Capture it. And what did they do? Bahadei ditafsuha lei. They captured it, but as they captured Ishtamit bi nisa mi mazya, one hair fell out. It was obviously a struggle to capture, and a hair was plucked out of its skin. What is this? All this very obviously very supernatural, very very esoteric. Urma kala, it gave forth a shout of pain when this hair fell out. V'ozal kolei arba me'o parsei. This voice traveled 400 parsois. Traveled from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Amru, hey, fine, that's what they did. Okay, fine, whatever that means. By the way, Chazal also tell us that here that fell out, basically, that here is still here in this world. This is already drush. Chazal say that la'asalavoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a mechalat tzaddik for the tzaddikim, and everyone's going to stand around, and Hashem is going to slaughter the Yetzer Hara, and the tzaddikim are going to cry, and the wicked are going to cry. The tzaddikim are going to cry, and they're going to say, look at the Yetzer Hara, it's a mountain. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us, there was no way we could have survived. And the wicked people, they are also going to cry. What are they going to say? Over this, we lost our chelik in Olam Haba. It's a here. It's nothing but a here. And this little teeny here is the cause of us losing our chelik in Olam Haba. They will shed bitter tears. What here? It's the here in this piece of Gemara. As they captured and took this beast, this lion, and they stuffed it into a tube, one here fell out. That one here is the koyach of the Yetzirah that still exists today in this world. They were unable to completely conquer it. A here fell out. Okay, let's go further. Zoyser is just, what did you over here? Navid, what should we do? They said over here, Navid, Dil mechas v'shalom merachamei alem in Shemaya. It's screaming. It's making, they know, I guess they tied it up in chains and it was screaming. Maybe Hashem is going to listen to its prayers and Hashem will release the Yetzirah from captivity and then we're doomed. So Amaluhu Navi, Zechariah told him, I'll give you a solution that Hashem should not be able to hear its screams. Shad Yuhu Biduda de Avra. Put the Yetzirah in a tube of lead. Biyoira, well, it's a pot, not a tube. Biduda, the Avra, biyoira, a pot, shaliferes, v'chayfuhu, and cover it, seal it, lepume, its opening, the Avra with lead. V'chas was pia biyoira, hayoira, biyoferes, the Avra, lead, mishav shoyev kala, lead absorbs sound waves. Is that true scientifically? I have no idea. Shenemar, they threw the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah el toicho eifa, into a pot. He learns the word eifa to mean a yoira, a pot, to seal it. Vayashlech es even hoiferes al pia is the opening of the pot, which is similar to what the Mitzvah Stavit said with who is it? Right? I don't even. One of the Mepharshim said that the word pia means the opening of the opening of this measure of this utensil. But there it was interpreted. It was in reference to the criminal activity to committing crimes of false weights, and then you're going to put an end to it. But over here, he learns that no, this was the seal on the opening of this container, which was storing, capturing the Yetzer Hara. So this is an extremely popular pasuk. Into the pot, they sealed it to prevent it from calling out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not listen to its cries, should not show any mercy, and should continue to keep it imprisoned, locked up, so we will not have to suffer from this Yetzirah. However, one here escaped, and that is the here which is still dancing amongst us. And that here is what the Rishaim will cry about, La'asalavai, why were we not able to overcome this here? And the Tzadikim, they're going to look at that same here and say, really, it's a mountain. Because it adds up. You know, a lot of here, go to the barber shop. If you go to a barber who has not cleaned, swept the floor in a long time, there's a lot of here over there. It could turn into a mountain. A lot of little Yetzirahs can add up to quite a big mountain. When you conquer the Yetzirah again and again and again and again, it adds up to a massive mountain. It's the mountain, according to some of the commentators, is really just a collection of many, many small hairs. All right, so that concludes this pasuk. We've gone through this section. I think we've pretty much done what we need to do. And in Mirchem tomorrow, we're going to go further into the next topic. Pasuk test will begin in Mirchem tomorrow. Okay, we'll take a short break. Okay, that's tomorrow. Okay, all right, we'll take a very, very short break. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to start to learn the laws of Chanukah.
Rabbi Levine,
yes,
I still like my analogy of kryptonite and lead shielding.
Yeah,
that lead blocks kryptonite, and the Yetzirah is our kryptonite. Okay.
All right, we're going to have a short break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We're going to start the laws of Chanukah. We'll run through.